managed to get my hands on an early Christmas present. I made the mistake of rushing to the door for the post, or was it a mistake because the postman had a big box for me, and on the side of that box it said Steepletone, and straight away I went, I know what this is! And so, as it wasn't going to be a surprise, I was allowed to have it early. And it's a little bit like going back in time. But it's also resurrection. The resurrection of music in such a delicious way of listening to music. The ritual of placing vinyl on a record player. Now, I've got a separate system in bits, apart from the amp, which I not so long ago gave away. I could knock together an amp from other parts I've got lying around, but separates take up a lot of space. And to be honest, a little bit of a pain in the bum with all the cables and leads and faffing around. And I don't necessarily have the space for a decent record player, amp and speakers. So when I saw this online and the reviews, which aren't too bad, it just kind of reminded me of a convenient little music system. Looks a little bit like a suitcase, but you open it up, it's got a speaker in the front, and you drop your records on the top. This has a little bit of a difference, though, from the original 60s style model, in that it will take USB and memory card and play MP3s. It's also got a radio built into the side of it as well, and it's done kind of tastefully and in a small, not-in-your-face manner, so it is still a beautiful, very basic-looking, sleek, black box, and I've got maybe not a massive record collection, a couple of hundred LPs in numerous hard cases, which I now have stacked up in the corner of the room. One of those cases belongs to my mother. And so I've got all kinds of weird, wonderful 60s LPs. Her original collection was stolen, but she did manage to pick up a few back in the 60s. The Doors and Simon and Garfunkel and the Stones and the Who. She had amazing music tastes, and a lot of those records were the soundtrack to my upbringing, to my childhood. And I've just grabbed one of the records from her case, because mine tends to be a lot more metal meets folk, not on the same vinyl. And I don't know, there's something about the crackle, there's something about placing the object on there. I'm not just selecting a playlist and letting it shuffle through forever. I'm taking the time and looking at the artwork, and I'm reminded of the passing of time, because I have to turn the record over. And I actually love that. And I think I'm getting more out of the musical appreciation by having these beautiful objects. And it's kind of therapeutic, the ritual of placing the needle on the record. You can upgrade the needle on these as well. I've just got the basic one in there at the moment, and this is an exceptionally scratched record, and I can't yet find the record cleaning kit, which I have kept, both the fluid and the very fine brush and the little needle brush. So at the moment I'm playing everything fluff and all, and effectively cleaning out the grooves with the needle. But this is the first record that I placed on my new record player.
Yellow is the colour my true love's here in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best.